Hello again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Sunday, July 27th. That's the third day of training camp, but the first day all year that the Buccaneers could put on pads. This is Leonard Johnson's third training camp with the Buccaneers, but the first one under a coaching staff that puts enough emphasis on the nickelback position to actually have a coach designated for just that job. Leonard Johnson is one of the three cornerbacks currently working with that coach, Larry Marmy, and he told us what it takes to excel in a position made famous by his rookie mentor, Rondae Barber.
You know, playing inside is definitely, I would say, a tad harder, you know, a bit harder. Receivers got a two-way option to go, you know, inside or outside. So, you know, definitely got to be on P's and Q's. And, you know, with all that being said, you got to, you know, run pass. And it's just a bit more of a responsibility to put on the inside.
In the nickel role, too, in this particular defense, it seems to kind of have its own special little job. It's different than the other corner spots.
Yeah, they're treating it as if it's you know, its own position. That's one thing about Coach Love. He says it's going to be, you know, a key part to this defense. We have a nickels coach, you know, Coach Marmy, doing a great job with all the guys in the room. And, you know, it's just up to us to come out here and compete and make the most of our opportunity.
Now, I know you grew up watching this Bucs team back when Rondae Barber used to play and everything, and now you're playing in the same type of system he did. How do you feel like you fit into it, and how does it feel to play in it?
It feels great to play in it, man. It's an honor to be able to play the, you know, the original Tampa 2. Talked to Rondae a lot this offseason, got some tips and pointers. Definitely looked at his film this offseason and just tried to mimic him in each way. You know, lost some weight, cut my hair bald. You know, just coming out, man, and having fun and, you know, definitely wanting to fit that role as playing that nickel job.
During the offseason, we heard that veteran DJ Moore was in the lead for that nickelback position, but Moore was released just before the start of training camp, so it looks like Johnson once again has an excellent opportunity to carve out a big role on the Buccaneers defense. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. The Bucs practice again tomorrow, Monday, starting at 1 o'clock, and it once again is open to the public.